You know what else is cool? This topic, because people probably don't know a lot about it. Well, I think we're hearing more about pheromones these days, and I've got an expert on the show talking to me today. It is Drew Amend. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Tiffany. Appreciate it.
So let me see. Your dad is doctor, correct?
Yes.
Are you doctor?
No, I'm not doctor.
Okay, but you know a lot about this topic.
Yeah, you could say I'm a subject expert in pheromones.
Ooh, I love it. So people are probably going like, let me give a couple websites. You can go to dramend.com.
That's right.
And then we're going to be talking about your pheromone advantage later. But first of all, for people who are just tuning in, tell us what pheromones are.
Well, pheromones have been a tool of nature for millions of years, and all species of animals use pheromones for a variety of purposes, but to include mating. And pheromones are secreted by the body.
Mm-hmm.
In the case of humans, they're secreted by the body in the nipples, underarms, and groin area.
Really?
And, yeah. And they are... What? Well, they help in the mating process.
They attract. So let me ask you: are some people more attracted to someone else's pheromones than another person's?
Yeah, there are some studies that show that the more different your body chemistry,
mm-hmm.
the more the attraction.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now with how body chemistry, as in like possibly like, race maybe, like, you know, would someone be like more attracted to an Asian person than, is that what you mean, like chemically or just the person's makeup altogether?
Well, I don't know that it has to be divided along racial lines,
mm-hmm.
per se,
mm-hmm.
but as far as, you know, and I guess when you look at gene pools, you
yeah.
could certainly say that, you know, someone of a different race would have a genetically different background, but I mean, people who have similar makeup,
mm-hmm.
And I think this kind of happened to me once in a relationship where it was kind of like kissing my sister.
Oh, right.
And I love this person to death. In fact, I'm still very good friends with all of her family,
mm-hmm.
but it wasn't happening for me.
That is so cool. And you know, it's interesting you say that because I just watched for the first time this week in that movie, P.S. I Love You.
Mm.
And at the end, she goes to kiss and they were like, wow, that was not sexy. That was not sexy at all. So that would be the pheromones talking.
Well, like Back to the Future. I mean, there's a lot of movie references that sort of depict that phenomena. But I think that phenomena is real. And pheromones do have their role in that coming about.
So how can we detect pheromones?
You know, there's a specialized organ inside the nose. It's called the VNO.
Mm-hmm.
And the VNO has been identified in all different types of species, and including humans. And the VNO isn't really picking up a person's scent, you know, like how do they smell? It's
right.
not that kind of a sensory organ. It's a different kind of organ, and it's got specialized sensory receptors in it to only detect pheromones.
So it's in the nose.
It's in the nose. It's a small, they call it a pit, and it's just a few centimeters inside the nose, and it detects the pheromones and sends a nerve signal to the limbic region of the brain.
Wouldn't it be sad if somebody doesn't have a sense of smell?
If that's the case, it isn't contingent on the smell per se. It's really, see, the smell goes through the olfactory cortex.
Okay.
And it just bypasses that.
So goes, this, oh, wow.
And goes straight to a different region of the brain to have its effect.
I love that. So even though you might not have a sense of smell, you could still possibly, I don't want to say smell out someone's pheromones, but you might feel them.
You would respond to pheromones just the same way as anyone else would.
Oh my God, that's awesome! I've got the wonderful Drew Amend on the show today talking about pheromones, and we're going to get to the pheromone advantage in just a minute. But is that product, is it only for men, or and tell us what the product is too?
Well, we've got two products. We've got one for men, one for women.
Ah.
And I say that from a straight perspective.
Okay.
One is to attract men, one is to attract women. Let's put it that way.
Okay. Oh, good. Okay.
Okay. On the website, the one that says the woman's product,
yeah,
that is to attract men.
Okay.
And the one that you see when you first get to the website, that is to attract women.
So could a gay guy put on the woman's and he would still attract men?
Yes.
Awesome. Okay. All right. So now when we, so it works for both, but is there a smell to this?
You know, it has a little bit of a medicinal smell to it. It's unscented, which makes us a little different than a lot of the other pheromone products that are available out there. We're unscented because that way someone could wear this and still wear their favorite perfume or cologne and still have that pheromone effect.
I love that because I've gotten a pheromone product before, but it was like a perfume.
Right.
And I didn't want to smell. I didn't really like the smell of it.
Right.
So I'd rather put something on that attracts guys, but then I can wear my own perfume over it.
Exactly.
Oh, that's really cool.
And it doesn't affect the effectiveness of the pheromone. So, and in fact, you're encouraged to wear whatever it is you like wearing.
You would normally wear.
Right.
Wow. So do human beings, do we just naturally produce pheromones?
Yeah, we do. But, you know, over millions of years of evolution, we have come to this.
Mm-hmm.
But in recent cultural habits, we tend to either mask or hide or wash away our pheromones with frequent bathing,
mm-hmm.
with deodorants, perfumes, clothing, you name it. But we diminish the effect of the pheromone by our cultural habits, I should say.
By washing it off.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
And I always talk about the fact that I shower a lot. I take baths and I shower a lot, so I'm probably washing away my pheromones.
Well, you're also washing away the odor that comes with not bathing, obviously. But pheromones, really, they don't have that. They're there, absent or separate from any unpleasant odor. It's not the unpleasant odor that is the pheromone.
Right.
Pheromones just come out with that. And we do tend to wash them away when we bathe for obvious reasons.
This is cool stuff. How long has Pheromone Advantage been out?
Pheromone Advantage originally came out about 8 years ago.
Okay.
And it's done very well. We've not really done any national advertising or anything like that. And it's just sort of been on our website. It's been around for 8 years. It's done really well. We started to do a little bit more advertising here recently.
Mm-hmm.
I've gotten more involved in the business. And so we're trying to get our name out there a little bit. And so.
Well, you are now. You are now, Drew. So let me ask you this, though. Here's kind of a question. It's like, well, if we make pheromones already, why do we need to put more of this on?
Well, I mean, like we said, we do tend to wash them away.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we can boost the natural pheromone by supplementing pheromone. What I tell people is to put it on the exposed surfaces of skin, like say the back of the neck or the forearms.
Okay.
And then in that way you're letting it diffuse off of the skin out into the air around you.
Right, because actually the areas where we make the pheromones are covered up.
That's true.
So you're saying to put this where you can, you know, where it's out
where
and
it's
about.
Where it's out, right.
Okay. Wow. Now do we need to put a lot on?
No, you really don't. What we've done is created a highly concentrated formula.
Mm-hmm.
And so people who try to put this on and slather it on like sunscreen.
Oh, God.
Have overdone it.
What do you mean by that? Like that people are just coming to them like flies?
No.
I mean, it stinks?
If you put too much of this on, it's not going to have a pleasant odor.
Right, okay. So you just need a tiny amount.
You really do just need a tiny amount because we have made this such that you just kind of need to dab it on and just kind of rub it into maybe the back of your neck and take the rest of that and maybe put it on your forearms or hands and you're done.
Oh, my God. It's so exciting.
1 ounce bottle should last 30 days.
That's cool. Now, actually, when we put it on, how long will it stay on our skin?
Until you bathe it or wash it off.
So just reapply it.
Yeah.
Have you worn this stuff, Drew?
Oh, yeah.
And do you really notice a difference?
Yes, I do.
For real?
Yeah.
I've got to try it.
Good.
No, I really need to try it because I just, you know, it seems, I don't know, it seems like you could really, it's like not believable, but I'm so curious to put it on and see if people really just respond differently to me.
I can appreciate the skepticism. if you come to our website, you can read a lot of, there's lots of news articles and studies that have been done about pheromones, and they're real. And supplementing pheromones like this can give a person a boost. And, you know, it may not be the silver bullet and won't overcome, you know, bad right. personal habits and all these sort of things. But,
right.
You'll be firing on all pistons when it comes to pheromones.
Isn't it crazy how pheromones are just now, like, kind of getting talked about?
Well, you know, I don't, you know, but with the internet and with information coming, you know, coming and going the way it does now, you can do research and people find out. I mean, that's how you guys found out about us.
Right, right. On the computer.
Exactly.
And so, okay, well, I'm just, like I said, I'm really excited about this because it has no smell. So I can still, and my perfume won't mess it up.
Oh, no.
And I,
yeah, it's that's what it's designed to do, to be able to wear it with whatever you normally wear.
That's so cool. And I love that if you're gay or a lesbian, you can put it on and it gets the same effect.
It does.
I mean, it only makes sense, of course, you know, but it's cool that it works in all ways. I like it a lot. And you put it on, you said behind your neck, your arms, forearms.
Yeah, I kind of do a little demonstration on the website. But yeah, you just kind of spill a little bit out into the in between your index finger and your middle finger, and then just kind of rub it in, and you're done. You don't need to, you know, bathe in it or put it on your clothes or that's it. I've heard we have people write us all the time, and I've had people put it on fan blades and then turn the fan on.
Oh, now does that work?
Well, I wasn't there to see it work.
Oh, my God. It seems like it needs to be on.
That is a guy who's thinking.
Well, listen, I'll get a bottle, and I'll be your guinea pig.
No, good.
Because as long as I can wear my own smell and then have that on, I'm so curious to know just how people react to it. I'm really curious. And then you'll have to come back, and we'll revisit.
Good.
This is good stuff. And the website, you guys, again, you can go to two. You can go to Dr. Amend, that's AMEND.com, or Pheromone Advantage, and that's spelled PHEROMONE Advantage.com. That's probably the best to just go and buy the product, right?
Yeah. Dr. Amend will take you to Pheromone Advantage.
Oh, it will? Yeah. Okay, there's a link there.
Right.
Cool stuff, Drew.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Well, thanks for having me.
Tell your dad we said thank you for this product, and we'll let you know how it goes.
Super.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks. You
take
too.
Take care.